Time now for another edition of Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey, what comes to mind when I say ramen?
College,
yeah,
broke
exactly.
Student, those little packets you pick up several of.
Exactly. So when I started looking into the history of ramen, I thought it was probably some historical dish that had multi-generational significance, and it's not. Instant ramen was invented in Japan by the founder of Nissin Foods in 1958, and it became a quick and affordable option for Japanese and started spreading internationally. So in the 70s, it made its way to the U.S., marketed, as you say, as a budget-friendly meal, mostly for college students. And I'm sure you remember cup of noodles?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was introduced in 1971 and became a staple. But in the 80s and 90s, sushi became popular. I don't know when you started eating sushi.
20 years ago or so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So the coasts were probably ahead of us in San Francisco, New York, and ramen became more of an interest to folks who were exploring sushi. So in 2004, there was a movie I've never heard of called Tampapo that became popular. Now, it was filmed in 1985, but it became a cult classic, and it was all centered around ramen.
What?
So
okay.
I know. So that sparked an interest in ramen. That movie won 2 Japanese Academy Awards, and it's Edward Norton's favorite movie of all time.
I can't help wondering if instead of popcorn, they were serving ramen during
the movie. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? A little messy, though.
Yeah.
So in 2010, the gourmet ramen shops kind of exploded. So here in Omaha, you can credit Ika Ramen and Izakaya for the first ramen-focused restaurants. In 2012, the seafood-style restaurant started serving a version of ramen every Sunday as a special.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2015, Ika Ramen opened up in a tiny space just off of the Benson Strip. And it's been going strong ever since. After 2 years, then they moved closer to the heart of Benson. Yoshitomo, which is a sushi restaurant, started experimenting with ramen next. So really, ramen's been in Omaha since 2015. So not as long as you would think, given how popular how many places you can get ramen. When I looked at the availability, I found at least 2 dozen places where you can get ramen.
In our area?
Here in the metro.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Some of them are very central ramen-focused, like Yoshiya Ramen. I'm terrible at pronouncing these names. Akuria, I'm sure I'm butchering it, in the Capital District is great. Ika-san. But a lot of the sushi and Japanese-focused restaurants started adding ramen because it's so popular. Do you eat ramen regularly?
Regularly, no. But now that you're talking about it, I think I still have that in my head. And I know that it's been elevated, but I still have the little packets in my head,
right,
which I do on occasion
Nothing
as well.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, and the cold weather we had last month just made me want to have soup every day.
Yep.
I think a lot of people maybe stay away from ramen because it's unknown. You know, you go there and there's a lot of terms. So the thing I want to just mention is there are a few kind of core flavors in the ramen, and it has to do with the broth. So one of the most popular is called shoyu ramen, which is a soy sauce. And then miso ramen, we all know miso is fermented soybean paste. That one's a little creamier and a little richer. And then pork bone, which is tonkatsu ramen, is really the main meat broth that you'll see when you get ramen dishes. And then there's salt ramen, which is called shoyu. But then you can find curry ramen and chicken-based ramen, too. But the great thing is, go to a ramen place. Most of the time, they tell you exactly what the broth is made of. You can pick what you want, pork, eggs, vegetables. And it's so hearty, but so healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing that people really love about it. It's very diverse, and you can find vegan and gluten-free. I know that's important to you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
some of those noodles you can get gluten-free. And there are health benefits. There's collagen in the broth. The noodles have fiber. Getting that much protein and veggies without getting cheese and a lot of fat.
So I can skip my collagen
You absolutely can. Or just rub the ramen on your face.
Well, that usually happens anyway because have you seen me eat?
There you go. You know, I think one of the things that cold weather got me thinking about is this weekend I'm going to get some ramen and rent that Tampapo.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So I will report back.
Sounds good, Diane. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie. Thanks a lot, Diane.
See ya.